Legend has it that a man was visiting China many years ago and had entered a plaza where he was stunned to see amongst the tall buildings a huge, solid block of granite. As he gazed in awe, he became aware of a distant tapping sound. He edged up closer to the granite block and stood just beneath it. The tapping became louder, and flecks of granite fell like snow all around him. They were coming from the top of the massive stone. He backed off to the opposite side of the street to see if he could determine what was on top of the granite, making the sound and causing the chips to fall. He yelled to the top, "Hey, what are you doing up there?" The tapping stopped, and in a moment, a Chinaman, with chisel and hammer in hand, sat and looked over the edge. He hollered back down, "Oh, me carving elephant." My God, the man thought, how is this possible? He yelled back to the Chinaman, "This block of granite is enormous. How do you know the scale? How do you know where to carve the tail or the feet or tusks? How do you know where to carve?" The Chinaman smiled and answered, "Oh, it's very easy. Me carve way everything don't look like elephant." And what is the lesson in this story? We don't always know what we want. But if we are at least clear about what we don't want, the process of elimination will always bring us closer to the ultimate goal. God makes it clear that the love of Christ passes knowledge to the believer. And the answers to any questions about our salvation can be found in His holy words if we study and rightly divide the word of truth. Paul wrote to the Ephesians, speaking of Jesus Christ, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man,